Hello, hello.
大家早上好。
Good morning.
早安。
Thank you for translating.
谢谢有机会帮 David 传道翻译。
My hope is that one day that I won't need a translator.
他希望有一天他能讲中文，不用来翻译。
At this point, the only sermon I can give in Mandarin can go like this.
他能够讲的中文信息是以下。
我要耶稣。
我要耶稣。
Satan 没有，
撒旦没有。
And that's the only message I can give in Mandarin.
就是他可以给你最重要的信息。
So after 7 years, this is what I've learned in Chinese.
经过7年时间，这是他学习的中文。
But it is good to be here.
很高兴有机会在大家当中。
As we arrive to this point,
当我们来到此刻的时候，
2 days before Christmas,
在圣诞节的几天，
it, you know, for Christmas for all different ages,
圣诞节对不同年纪的人来说，
it makes us think of the gifts that we receive.
会让我们想到我们即将收到的礼物。
Have you ever had a gift that you really wanted?
你曾经收到一个你渴望得到的礼物吗？
Because you had this great hope that this gift would give you joy.
因为你觉得这礼物可以带你充满，带给你喜乐。
20 years ago,
20年前，
my two aunts,
我的两个阿姨，
had decided to get those.Tattoo eyebrows.
决定要修他们的眉毛。
Do people still do that today?
现在的人还有这样修剪吗？
And so, they really wanted these tattoo eyebrows.
他们要这样的tattoo的这样的一个眉毛。
And they're really looking forward to it.
他们很期待。
They thought it would give them joy.
因为他觉得这个能够带给他们喜乐。
Because no longer do they have to worry about their eyebrows.
因为他们从此不用为他们眉毛来担心。
It will always be there.
因为一直是会在那里。
But here's the problem.
可是问题就出在这里。
I don't know if they went to a very inexpensive place.
他们可能去一个不怎么样的一个地方。
Their eyebrows were crooked.
他们出来的眉毛是歪的。
One aunt, her eyebrow, one side of her eyebrow was always a little higher than the other.
其中一个阿姨她的一个眉毛比另外一个高一点。
So she always looked like this.
你看着 David 的表情。
So when you would talk to her,
当你跟她交谈的时候，
she always seemed curious.
他常常都是很好奇的这样的一个眼光。
You tell her it's really cold.
你会跟她很冷。
And she would say it's really cold.
她会跟你讲很冷。
And the other one.
另外一个阿姨。
Somehow they weren't able to put the eyebrows in the right place.
好像不能够把那个眉毛丢在一个正确的地方。
So instead it was up here.
是在她那个上面。
And she always looked surprised.
她常常看得很惊讶。
So you would tell her.
你会告诉他
，It's really hot today.
你会告诉今天非常的炎热。
And she would say, "It's really hot." Yes.
他会告诉你，呀，好像很惊讶，很热。
And so one always looked curious.
一个是看来很好奇。
And one always looked surprised.
另外一个是常常是样子很惊讶。
Even in their sleep.
是，更是在他们的
It's sleep.
因为在他们的睡觉的时候。
Even when they were angry.
在他们生气的时候。
And here's the sad part.
这是。故事的难过的地方。
They had put so much hope in these eyebrows.
他们对这个眉毛有很大的期待。
They thought it would give them that joy.
他以为这会带给他们喜乐。
The simplicity of getting ready.
这样的预备。
And so when they first got home with their new eyebrows,
他们第一天回到家里有他们新的眉毛以后，
they had to do a certain procedure.
他们必要去过一些过程。
They had to bandage their eyebrows.
他们必要修正他们的眉毛。
They couldn't go outside.
他们不能出门。
For like 2 or 3 days.
大概两三天时间不能够出门。
They couldn't take a shower.
他们不能洗澡。
They had to be very, very careful.
他们要非常非常的小心。
So can you imagine the disappointment?
你可以想到他们心里面的那种失望。
When they have this hope in these eyebrows.
他们对这个眉毛是有极大的期待。
To take it off for the first time.
当他们掀开的时候，
and to find one is crooked,
发现其中一个是歪的，
and the other looks surprised,
另外一个是看起来很惊讶的，
it's very disappointing,
对他们来说是非常令人失望的。
If we're not careful,
如果我们不小心，
if we try to find joy,
如果我们会在找喜乐的时候，
in the wrong places,
在错误的地方去寻找喜乐，
we too will haveCrooked eyebrows.
我们同样也会有歪的眉毛。
You will have that crooked eyebrow experience.
你会有歪眉毛的这样一个经历。
And so this morning, as we prepare for Christmas,
今天早上，当我们来预备过圣诞的时候，
we want to look at where to find the right kind of joy.
我们要到哪里去寻找真正的喜乐？
Please, pray with me.
请跟我一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you show us where we can find joy, and Lord, that joy can always be found in you. So we thank you for what you've done on the cross, for allowing us to experience this joy that is everlasting, and this joy that is for us. And so we pray and ask God that as we look into this passage, that we, when we dissect what you are saying in this passage, Lord, that you would redirect us and help us even in some ways to redefine what joy is, so that, Lord, we would find and understand what true joy is. And so we thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we're just going to look at two things today.
我们今天要看两件事。
What experiencing true joy looks like.
经历真正的喜乐是怎么样的一个经历。
And how to experience this joy.
我们怎么去经历真正的喜乐。
Let's take a look at verse 10.
我们请看第十节。
It says, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
他们看见那星就大大地欢喜。
Now if you look at the original Greek,
如果你看原文希腊文的时候
，We will see that this type of joy is much deeper.
你会看到这个喜乐是更加的深。
It's not a superficial kind of joy.
不是我们所认识表面上的喜乐。
It's not the kind of joy that you find when you get a new job.
不是那种当你得到一个新工作的那种喜乐。
When you buy something new.
当你得到一个新的东西。
When you receive a new gift.
当你收到一个新的礼物。
When you get a new house.
当你有了一个新的房子。
It's not that kind of a joy.
不是那样的一个喜乐。
Now, the question is, what's the difference between the joy that the Magi experienced?
问题就是这些博士所经历的喜乐。
And the day-to-day superficial joy that we experience.
跟我们在每一天的生活当中所经历那种表面上的喜乐。
Well, first of all, superficial joy doesn't last.
第一，表面上的喜乐不会长久。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Now, I think most parents would agree with me at some level.
很多父母会同意我这样一个想法。
When you first see your child, you are full of joy.
当你第一次看到你的小孩的时候，你心里面充满了喜乐。
Right? Am I correct?
我讲的对吗？
Some of you,
有些人不同意。
But you do have that joy.
你经历过那样的喜乐。
But does that joy always last?
可是那种喜乐长久吗？
Does that joy last when your child talks back to you?
当那种喜乐存在吗？当你的小孩讲话得罪你的时候。
When your child doesn't come home until 4 in the morning.
当你的小孩凌晨四点才回来的时候。
Does that joy last?
那个喜乐长久吗？
I have these friends.
我有这些朋友。
That, you know, I saw that transformation.
我看到他们的转变。
When their boys were first born,
当他们的儿子刚刚出生的时候,
they were full of joy.
他们充满了喜乐。
They always had a smile.
他们常常有笑容在他们脸上。
They were beaming with.
他们常常容光焕发。
And now when you look at them,
如今如果你看他们,
they're always frowning.
他们常常都是愁眉苦脸。
They're always saying things twice.
他们常常重复两遍。
And here's why.
这是原因。
They're two boys.
他们有两个儿子。
Didn't get what they wanted.
他们常常没有得到自己想要的。
And they were like 4-6 years old.
他们大概四到六岁之间。
And because they didn't get what they wanted.
因为他们没有得到自己想要得到的。
They wanted to make the parents pay.
他们就要让父母来付那个代价。
So they unscrewed every screw at the dinner table.
他们会把整个所有的餐桌的那些钥匙锁匙弄掉。
But they made sure that the dinner table stayed together.
他还是那个桌子还是可以用的。
So that night when they had dinner,
当他们吃饭的时候
with everything, the 10-course meal on the dinner table,
当我们有一个十大那个餐桌的食物的时候
the mom said, can you pass the rice?
妈妈说你可以把米饭交给我。
And as he moved the rice,
当他把米饭递给妈妈的时候
the whole table fell.
整个桌子就掉下来了。
And the parents were asking,
然后父母开始询问
Where was that joy?
喜乐在哪里?
Where is that joy that I had in my children?
喜乐,拥有小孩的喜乐在哪里?
And that's how boys are.
这就是小男生的这样一个表现。
Boys are physically destructive.
男生是在动作上是非常的破坏性。
Now girls are different.
女生就不一样。
Girls are psychologically destructive.
女生是心理上的折磨。
My own daughter.
我自己的小孩。
When she doesn't get what she wants.
当她没有得到她想要得到的时候。
She'll say, Dada.
她会叫 Dada.
And she'll sort of kind of draw me in.
叫我来到她的面前。
And I'll say, Yes, honey.
我会跟她说 Hi, 亲爱的。
And she looks in my eyes.
她看着我的眼睛。
And she says, I love mama.
我只爱妈妈。
Only.
而已。
And in those moments, I ask.
而且我每次问的时候。
Where was that joy?
我会问喜乐在哪里。
But here's the thing.
可是不，这是这样的。
Don't get me wrong.
请不要误会。
As a parent, you still find joy in your children.
作为父母，我们都充满了喜乐。
But you need to find joy in different ways.
可是你要用不同的方法来寻找喜乐。
If you want your child to give you the same joy that they gave you when they were first born,
如果你想要说你的小孩给你他们当初生出来之后的那种喜乐，
when you want to find joy in when they listen to you,
你要在他们听你的话的时候的喜乐，
when you want them to do what you want,
你要他们做你要他们做的事，
you will be disappointed.
你一定会非常失望。
And so we need to look for joy in the right places.
我们需要在正确的地方寻找喜乐。
You see the joy that the Magi had.
你看。这个博士们所拥有的喜乐
was much, much deeper.
是有更深层的意义。
It was more satisfying.
是叫人心满足。
It's the kind that touches your heart.
是那种可以触动你心灵的。
It's the kind that touches your soul.
是可以触动你的心灵深处。
And it's the kind that no matter what is happening,
是那种不管发生什么事情
you are filled with this joy.
你的内心都充满着这喜乐。
When we look at the Bible,
当我们看圣经,
we see men and women who are filled with this joy.
我们看到许许多多的人有很多的喜乐,
no matter the circumstances.
不管他们的境况如何,
when Paul and Silas were in prison,
当保罗跟希拉在监狱里的时候,
they weren't angry, they weren't afraid.
他们没有害怕, 也没有生气,
because of their situation.
因为他们的情况而生气或害怕,
but they had joy.
他们充满了喜乐。
And because of that joy, they were worshiping and praising God in prison.
因为他们有喜乐，他们可以在监狱当中来敬拜赞美神。
Two weeks ago, we had baptism at our church.
两个礼拜前，我们在母会有受浸礼。
And this one young girl, 23, 24,
有大概一个年轻，大概23岁的女孩
was sharing how she experiences joy for the first time.
她开始分享她如何第一次经验到喜乐。
You see, she had gone through a rough transition.
她经历过很艰难的一个生活。
A bad breakup.
她有一个很难过的分手。
Feeling a little lost in her direction in life.
她对人生迷失了方向。
And so she was very disappointed.
她非常的失望。
The things that she found joy in.
她所找到的喜乐。
Were no longer there.
已经再没有给她喜乐。
And so she started coming to our church.
她开始来参加我们的教会。
She was part of our Connect fellowship.
她是在我们的 Connect 小组的里面。
The one for young adults.
是给青少年轻的大人。
And she learned more and more about who Christ was.
她越来越认识到耶稣基督是谁。
And she learned more and more about this deeper joy.
她学习到更深的喜乐。
That we as Christians experience.
是那些我们基督徒可以经历到的。
And I think she heard someone share this about knowing Christ.
他听到有人跟他分享基督。
When you know Christ, nothing tastes sweeter than knowing Christ.
认识耶稣基督是比一切都更加的充满的甜蜜。
And so because of this,
因为这个
she wanted that kind of joy.
他想拥有这样的一个喜乐。
And what's interesting is this.
有趣的是
when you look at her life,
你看着她的人生
she has a lot of things in life.
她在人生拥有很多东西。
A lot of things that could give her joy.
很多可以使她喜乐的东西。
She has an incredible kind. What am I trying to say? She has a great family.
她有一个很好的家庭。
A family that is really caring and nurturing.
是一个很温暖、很关心她的一个家庭。
She has really good friends.
她有很多很好的朋友。
Friends that are always there for her.
朋友常常在她身边来支持她。
She has money.
她有钱。
And yet, all those things.
可是这些东西
She was able to recognize that it doesn't give her the same kind of joy.
她可以认识到这些东西没有办法给她那样的一个喜乐。
So one night when she was depressed,
有一天晚上她非常非常的难过。
She prayed to God for the first time.
她第一次向主来祷告。
That God, if would you fill me up with this joy?
求神以这样的喜乐来充满她的心。
And she said when she woke up,
她说她醒过来的时候
she was a different person.
她完全是一个变了样的人。
She felt like this weight was lifted off of her.
她觉得她的重担已离去。
She experienced this contentment.
她经历到满足。
That just couldn't be found anywhere else.
是在别处没有办法找到。
And she told us it tasted so sweet.
她告诉我们是非常甜蜜的一个经历。
And so the Magi had this kind of joy.
而博士们就有这样一个喜乐。
So the question is, you know, why did they have this joy?
问题就是他们怎么能够拥有这样一个喜乐？
How did these non-Israelites, non-Jews know about this kind of joy?
这个所谓非犹太人的这些博士，他们怎么能够知道这样一般的喜乐？
How did they know Micah 5:2?
他们怎么知道米迦书五章二节？
But you, Bethlehem,In the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
伯利恒以以法他，你在犹太城中最小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从根骨从太初就有。
So how these non-Jewish magi,
这些非犹太人的博士
know this Jewish tradition.
知道这个犹太人的预言。
Well, scholars speculate.
有一些学者推测
that these magi were from the Persian Empire.
这些博士们是在那个皇宫中。
And if you study the Old Testament carefully,
如果你仔细读旧约圣经
you'll find that one of the chief magi,
你就知道当时首席的博士
was the prophet Daniel.
就是先知但以理。
So the speculation is that Daniel had passed on the Jewish tradition.
那个推测就是说，可能是但以理把这样一个预言传递下去。
To other magi.
给其他的博士们。
So from the information that they had.
从他们所得到的信息里面。
It was enough to point to Christ.
就让他们知道说，那就是基督。
And it was enough to give them that special kind of joy.
就足够让他们拥有喜乐。
And so we see that. What you know is important.
我们知道你所知道的是非常重要的。
And who teaches what you know is important.
谁教导你所知道的也是非常重要。
And so let's take a look at how to experience this joy.
让我们来看，我们怎样去经历这样的一个喜乐。
I think the first thing that we see in this passage.
我们第一在从这信息所看到的。
Is that the Magi recognized that there was a need for a new king.
就是这些博士人员看到我们需要有一个新的王在我们的生命里面。
See, part of what Magi did,
博士们其中的一个工作
they were king makers.
他们就是要去朝见王。
So what does it mean that they would look for a new king when there are already kings in the world?
他们已经有了一个新王，为什么他们要去找寻求一个新的王呢？
It means that the current kings weren't good.
就表示说当前的王不好。
The current kings.Were giving the world trouble.
当前的王带给这个世界难处。
I mean, you look at what's going on with Herod.
你看看希律王。
In verse 3.
在第三节。
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见了，心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。
Now, here's something that I think when we look at this passage.
当我们看这段信息的时候。
We can't help but ask this question.
我们会问一个问题。
Why would it matter to the Jews that Herod was disturbed?
为什么对犹太人来说，希律王不安会对他们那么重要？
After all, to the Jews, who is their king?
对犹太人来说，谁才是他们的王呢？
God is their king.
神才是他们的王。
You know, it is God who brought them out of slavery.
是神带领他们脱离奴仆。
It is God who rescues them.
是神拯救他们。
It is God who feeds them.
是神喂养他们。
And so how is it that they got to a point?
为什么他们会走到这样一个地步?
When they stopped looking to God as their king.
他们不再仰望神为他们的王。
And they started looking to Herod as their king.
而是仰望希律王为他们的王。
Well, if you, if you look at the situation, we can see that it's true for our own lives. Why are there times when we let other things rule our lives instead of Christ? Let's take a look at commercials.
我们来看商业广告。
What are commercials good at?
商业广告对我们有的好益处呢?
They're good at making you buy their product.
他们有这样的说服你，让你来买他们的产品。
Commercials have a very powerful and convincing way.
商业广告有这样强大的说服能力。
Of making you feel like you need their product.
让你觉得说你需要购买他们的产品。
If you have this product,
如果你有拥有这个产品，
you will have joy.
你就会拥有喜乐。
People will like you.
别人都会喜欢你。
People will want to be around you.
别人会想要跟你在一起。
And some of these commercials are ridiculous.
这些广告是很无理取闹的。
If you watch a lot of sports,
如果你看很多的体育活动，
you'll see a lot of these Axe body spray commercials.
你会看到很多那个这个品牌叫做 Axe， 就是男士的美容产品。
And so in these commercials,
在这些的商业广告的里面，
these young guys would spray themselves with
this smell. 这些年轻的青少年会不断的喷香水，
with the Axe body spray.
用那个 Axe brand 的牌子。
And then wherever they walk,
当他们行走的时候，
wherever they go,
他们不论到哪里去，
women just throw themselves at them.
女生都像拥向前。
Even if they're at the supermarket,
even 在购物场上，
if they're walking at the park,
他们在公园的时候，
women would come out of the bushes,
女生都会从草堆里，
would come from the roof,
会从屋顶上面。
Now when I was single,
当我还是单身的时候，
I thought maybe a body spray would help.
我以为说这些喷香水会对我有帮助。
And I too used it.
我也用它。
And for what I, from what I remember,
我所记得的，
I never saw any women
我没有看到任何女生
throw themselves at me.
向我投怀抱。
And in fact, I think I saw women run away from me.
我看到女生逃跑。
Because most of the women that were close to me,
很多跟我比较熟悉的女生
would say, oh, I hate that smell.
他们都会说我很讨厌那个味道。
Gosh, who put the body spray on?
他就是谁拥有了这样的一个香水。
So it's not true.
所以不是真的广告。
Women didn't throw themselves at me.
女生没有向我投成怀抱。
But luckily, the right one did.
还好，其中一个对的有。
Actually, I threw myself at my wife.
其实我是追我的太太。
But you see, commercials have a way of making you think you can find joy.
广告有这样的方法，让你知道说，让你觉得说，你可以找到喜乐。
But does it really give you joy?
可是它真的能够给你喜乐吗？
Or does it control you?
还是它会控制你？
Or does it become your ruler?
或者是他会成为你的领导者。
Where it tells you what you can do.
他会告诉你你可以做什么。
How you see yourself. It tells you how you see yourself.
你怎么定义自己。
It defines you.
他会让你去定义自己。
Let me give you another example.
我给你另外一个例子。
There's an infomercial.
有一个 infomercial.
For a product called Lift Kit Soles.
哦，有一个鞋子叫做 Lift Kit 的一个 sole。
And so it's basically for men who feel like they're too short.
是给那些男生觉得自己长得太矮的那些男生。
And so you wear these insoles.
当你穿这样的一个鞋的时候。
So if you're only 5'7",
如果你只是五尺四，七。
You can be 6'2".
你忽然间会变成6'2".
So the infomercial is really funny.
它这个很好玩。
It shows a guy walk into a supermarket.
他会看到一个人去超级市场。
And he's trying to get like you know, cereal.
他要去拿 cereal.
But it's on the top aisle, or top shelf.
是在最高的地方。
And he can't reach, he has to jump.
他拿不到，他得跳。
And so a tall woman walks over.
有一个很高的女性走过。
Looks down at him.
低头看着他。
Grabs the cereal.
帮他拿了。
And gives it to him.
然后递给他。
And he walks away sad.
然后那个男士就很伤心的。
But then, when he buys the lift kit insoles,
当他拥有那个 lift kit 的这样的 insole 的时候，
he is taller than everyone.
他比每一个人都长高。
There are two women in each arm.
他两边都有两个女性。
People at work,
在工作的场合，
they listen to him.
人家听他的话。
You know, and they have testimonials.
他们有见证。
Before I had no self-esteem.
之前我没有自信。
People literally look down at me.
别人看不起我。
But now, with these insoles,
如今穿了这个新的鞋，
everyone looks up to me.
每个人都看得到我。
I got the job promotion that I've been wanting.
我有了我渴望以求的升职。
I'm just so happy.
我是非常非常快乐。
Now, if you watch that,
你小心。
And you struggle with your height.
你看了觉得，哎，你也想拥有。
Is this gonna be appealing?
它真的是让很引诱人吗？
Especially, of course, especially if you can relate to those situations.
特别是如果你跟那种景况可以觉得有接触。
But can these lift kit insoles control you?
可是这个鞋会不会控制你呢？
It can. Here's how.
它是可以的。
What you do if you are on a you're going to go on a date.
比如说你要去一个约会。
And the person that you're going to go on a date with.
你要去约会的那个人。
Thinks you're 6'2".
以为你是六尺二。
Because of the insoles.
因为那个鞋子的问题。
But what if you can't find your insoles?
如果你找不到你那双鞋。
What are you going to do?
你会怎么办呢？
Are you going to go on a date with
你还会去约会吗？
Not being 6'2"?
还是可是你不再是六尺二。
You're going to have to cancel the date.
还是你要取消这个约会呢？
Or what if everyone thinks you're 6'2"?
就算你是六尺二。
And then you go over to a Chinese person's house.
你去一个中国人的家庭。
When you're at a Chinese house, what do you do with your shoes?
你在中国人的家庭你会做什么呢？
You got to take your shoes off.
你必须脱你的鞋。
And can you imagine everyone's reaction?
然后你看别人每一个人的反应。
I thought you were taller.
我以为你长得比原来更高。
What happened to you?
你怎么了？
Right, and so you see the things that you can't do.
你可以做的。
With these products.
这些对，你可以用这个产品。
Can't you see these products can control you?
你看这些产品可以控制。
If we're not careful.
如果我们不小心。
And that's what happens when we try to find joy in the wrong places.
这就是当我们在错误的地方去寻找喜乐。
In the wrong people.
在错误的人身上去寻找喜乐。
The wrong things.
在错误的东西里面去寻找喜乐。
It can control you.
它会控制你。
It can define you.
它会定义你是谁。
And it can leave you disappointed.
它会带给你失望。
So the first thing that we need to do.
我们所需要做的第一件事。
Like the Magi.
就像博士一样。
Is to recognize that the kings that we have, the rulers that we have.
认识到我们心里面的王。
Aren't good.
是不好的。
That they're not what we need.
它不是我们所需要的。
And so what we need to do is to look for the king.
我们需要的寻找一个王。
Look for Jesus Christ as the king.
寻找耶稣基督成为我们的王。
And know the promises that know from knowing Christ as the king.
知道说我们认识耶稣之后，我们带给我们何等大的这样一个应许。
And to see that Christ is like no other king in this world.
就知道说耶稣跟其他的王不一样。
A king that will die for us.
他是一个为我们死的王。
A king that loves us.
是一个爱我们的王。
A king that calls us his own.
是一个称我们为他拥有的一个王。
A king that passes on what he has onto us.
是把他拥有的一切给我们的一个王。
So that we too.May have what he has.
好像我们拥有他所拥有的一切。
So we too may have the same joy that Jesus has.
我们可以拥有耶稣所拥有的喜乐。
So what we need to do if we want to know this king.
如果我们要认识这个王。
Is to look at our own lives.
就看看我们自己的生命。
And look at what are we allowing to be rulers of our lives.
就看看我们允许什么东西来成为我们的领导者。
We need to carefully see that we are trying to find joy in the wrong places.
我们要小心看到说我们在错误的地方去寻找喜乐。
But that joy can be found in Christ.
而这种喜乐只有在耶稣基督里面才可以找到。
So as we close,
当我们要结束的时候
and as we continue on with our Christmas break,
当我们继续我们的圣诞节假期的时候
，In this Christmas season，
还有圣诞节的时候
，Let's not forget what the greatest gift is。
让我们不要忘记我所谓最伟大的礼物。
It's not anything under a tree。
不是在树下找到的。
It's not anything in a stocking。
不是在 stocking 的里面。
But it's found in Jesus Christ。
是在耶稣基督里面才可以找到。
And the demonstration of the greatest part of this gift is found on the cross。
而最伟大的爱的表现就是在十字架上面。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, we, because of what you did on the cross, we may, again, Lord, have this precious gift, the gift of joy, the gift of sonship, the gift of just knowing you. So we thank you, Lord, as we close this portion of worship, that we may know you in this incredible way. And so we pray and ask God that, Lord, would you help every single one of us, Lord, to carefully examine our own lives and to see, Lord, that maybe there are certain things that we've allowed to be rulers in our lives. That, Lord, there are some things, maybe it's our jobs, maybe it's the pursuit of the American dream, maybe it's having the perfect family. Lord, when we allow these things to be our rulers, Lord, we are left just thirsty and feeling empty. So we pray and ask God that, Lord, would you help us to move from these kind of rulers and see that, Lord, that we don't need these rulers, but that we can find you as our ruler and how good and how precious it is to have you as our King and as our Lord. So we pray and ask God that, Lord, would you teach us? Would you show us where we need to go, just like you did for the Magi, so that we can find you? So we thank you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.